This is Catherine Sarazen, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll visit the Orsay Museum to discover a painter little known by the general public, and yet who was a central figure in the Impressionist movement. Born in 1841 in Montpellier, Frédéric Bazille came to Paris at the age of 21 to study medicine, but quickly enrolled in the studio of the painter Charles Glare, where he met fellow students Monet and Renoir. He joined the Impressionist group, which is represented in the painting L'Atelier de Bazille, showing the artist's studio in the company of his friends and painters. An enthusiast of outdoor paintings, he focused primarily on landscapes, still lifes, and outdoor portraits, in which he studied the relation of his subjects to nature, as in the painting The Pink Dress, or View of the Village, both depicting a young woman in an open-air landscape. This technique of introducing a modern figure into a landscape painted en plein air became the trademark of the new movement. Although his career was short-lived, he produced a fair number of paintings by the time he reached the age of 28. He died in 1870 on a battlefield during the Franco-Russian War. A selection of 60 paintings are exhibited for the event, among which the family reunion, depicting his family gathering on the terrace of his parents' property near Montpellier. The group is sitting in the shade of a tree, and each character conveys different feelings and holds a different attitude, reflecting their position within the group. This painting is considered a masterpiece and takes on the challenge of painting full-size human figures in an open-air landscape. Bazille was influenced by Monet's studies on outdoor group representations and by Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe. He was also a close friend of Renoir, with whom he shared his studio as of 1867. But this new group of painters was going against the main trend and disturbing the art world. The Salon, the official exhibition of the French Academy of Fine Art, had refused work by the Impressionists as early as 1863, including Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe by Manet, and to pacify the critics, a Salon des Refusés, the exhibition of the rejected, was created, showing paintings that were not accepted by the Academy, many of which were by Impressionists. However, Bazille had in mind to put together an event gathering and exhibiting Impressionist work. In a letter he wrote to his parents in the spring of 1867, he expressed his objection to send his work to the Salon and wanted to organize their own show. He wrote, quote, "A dozen young men think the same way as me. With these people and Monet, who is stronger than all of them, we are sure to succeed." Unquote. Unfortunately, they were not able to raise enough funds to organize it. Eventually, the Impressionists managed to put together their own show in 1874, but Bazille did not live to see the rise of their movement, although he was a key figure in the birth of Impressionism. The exhibition places the works of Bazille among those of his contemporaries, like Delacroix, Courbet, Manet, Monet, Renoir, and many others, and is organized both thematically and chronologically. You will discover in the collection portraits of the young Bazille, but also Monet and Renoir as young painters. Titled Frédéric Bazille, The Youth of Impressionism, the exhibition takes us through the process of these artists in the creation of a new movement, and runs until the 15th of March. Stay tuned to English Waves.